Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every week. Yeah, it's Steve Max, y'all. Each and every week. You know what it is. Each and every week. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio. That's right,
that's
y'all.
Right, y'all. Every week.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hey, yo, what's up, E-Man?
Here we come again.
What?
Bringing all the music to the neighborhood and friends, yeah.
Say what?
Turning it out. Gonna bring the music and the boys right out, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every time we play all of these tracks, people always gotta say,
yeah,
that we're bringing heat.
Yes.
Cause we got our ears and our heart to the street.
That's what?
Good to the radio. Music every day, baby, got it on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Each and every week, all you gotta do is call me, call me.
Yeah.
Each and every time you get on the line, I'ma spit my mind.
Yeah.
Each and every week, Good Tunes Radio, the heat of the street.
Whoa.
All you gotta do is go to blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah. Say what?
Type in the search box, Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Uh-huh. Or just call on the line, call on the line, call on the line. Say the number every time, every time, every time.
Each and every week, yeah, we're from the city that's bringing you the heat, yeah.
In your track, Hood Tunes Radio.
Yo, it's your boy E-Max, and we want to shout out to everybody out there. Hood Tunes Radio, baby!
Each and every week, Cleveland.
All right, all right, all right. Y'all joining the conversation in progress. It's your boy E-Max, the image. We got Sean. The problem in there to be in the house, man. Tonight's episode of Hood Tunes Radio is live. It's a pleasure. You can call in at 646-478-0944. I'll let you boy, you have to get the chance. You know, Sean, let us know that you're out there, okay? It's hot as hell. There's some shit happening in our world, and we'll talk about it right after this song.
You're so fine, take all my time, but I never gave it to you. I didn't know that I'm supposed to take care of you and nurture you until it was too late to do. I mistaked you for a little something common, and I lost you in the process. I'm so sorry. If I can have you back, I'll take you back without a track or no reaction of what you did while I was gone.
You're the finest ever known, and all I want is you.
Around,
I'm sorry.
Around,
yeah.
Around, yeah.
678-0944. It's your boy E-Max. We on Live Hood Talk Radio. It is at 9 o'clock hour, man. We'll be here at the 9, finishing at 10:30. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for tuning in. What's going to happen is you're going to hear a lot of random thoughts about a lot of random things. And tonight we're going to be random on that ass. You know what I'm saying? We have a lot of opinions. We have across the nation, man. Of course, y'all know. You don't know what's going on with the Trayvon Martin case. Then really, like, lost right now. You know what I'm saying? Because, matter of fact, that's the talk of the town. You know, the talk of the world right now. So we're trying to make sense of it all, which, you know, you, anybody in the world that got a job, you know, you ain't gonna be able to do that. You ain't gonna be able to make no sense out of some shit that don't make sense. All right. All right, that's what's up. So I just want to let y'all know that everything is cool. Ain't nobody mad about shit right now, except it's all, man. Like you do, son. Except what we here for, you know what I'm saying? And we are here trying to get to the bottom of why this motherfucker was let off scot-free. I'm going to give you, you know what I'm saying, my reasons, my perceptions, and if you want to join in, you know what I'm saying, get into the conversation, you can. All you have to do is call 646-478-0944. But a word to the wise, I will say this. I'm not going to spend too much time talking about it. Just talking about it really ain't going to do shit about nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I can see, you know, motherfuckers is trying to really do something about it, but we don't live in that type of society no more. You know what I'm saying? We don't live in the type of society where motherfuckers will actually get up and, you know what I'm saying, risk dying and this, that, and the other for what they believe in. Those days are gone. I'm sad to say. We don't live in that world no more. And anybody who think we do, shame on your ass. Shame on you. If you think we live in that type of society, just as lost. If you think that we live in the type of society where everything is on a straight up and up, you are fucking lost. Okay, we don't live in that society no more where, you know, your neighbors will come and rescue you, that type of shit. No, we don't live in that kind of world anymore where there's security in numbers. We don't live in that kind of world no more. You know why? Because people stop fighting for what they believe in. That's why we don't live in that kind of world no more. Motherfuckers decide to turn the other cheek and say, well, that's your business. know what I'm saying? I got a question. Somebody was whooping your ass outside your house. When you want somebody to come and help you, especially if you needed some motherfucking help, you know? I mean, you got to think about it. Wouldn't you want somebody to help you if somebody was whooping your ass outside your house? You know, I want to meet the person that say no. I don't need no motherfucking help. It's lying. Lying like a motherfucker. We all need some help every now and then. We all need some help in places where we just might not expect to need some help. And our help comes from funny places, you know what I'm saying? You know, that motherfucker that you can't stand might be the only one there that can help you out of this fucking raggedy-ass situation. And you would be a stupid motherfucker not to accept some help from somebody that's in a position to help you. Because you don't like that motherfucker. I don't like that nigga. But these motherfuckers are going to stumble a hole in your ass and you can stop them. Because you don't like that motherfucker. You're about to get a hole stumped in your ass for pride. Fuck out of here. You know? For fear. See, that pride shit is what they use to cover fear. You know what I'm saying? Fear, man. Yeah, fear is fucking strong. There's a lot of motherfuckers that's scared. You know what I'm saying? And what we got to do is learn how not to be fucking scared, man. Niggas don't know how not to be scared, though.
Faith is
strong. That's right. So, I don't get where a lot of motherfuckers get off talking about, you know, first of all, we black people, okay? We black people. Little nigga that stay on the corner and stay on the porch all night selling dope to motherfuckers in the middle of the night. You know what I'm saying? All night long, standing up on his mama porch selling dope all night. You know what I'm saying? What motherfuckers don't know is he carry a big-ass gun, and every now and then he'll go around, you know what I'm saying, the other neighborhoods, stick niggas up. Around the house, he don't do shit. Just walk around the house, phone go off, leave, come right back about a half hour later. He be back, he always go and come right back. One night he leave, he come back, he go up in his room. So, he didn't say nothing about it. Another night he leave late, come back, go up in his room. So, he said nothing about it. Standing out on the porch one night, late night. All you hear is motherfucking gunshots. This motherfucker laying on the front porch. Oh, my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby. You don't see that dirt your baby do in the dark. You don't bring this shit home with. You go out in the street, rob niggas. And come back home, kind of fucking. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell y'all something. You can't underestimate, I don't give a fuck how much you know your kids. You can't underestimate. Now, I'm not trying to take Zimmerman said at all. It's the point I'm trying to make is don't underestimate your children. Okay, don't think because your son do good in school, he wouldn't fuck around and do some shit like that. Don't think he won't do it. You know why? Because we live in a society that every time you turn on the TV, it's fear me or die. Believe in my words or die. Believe like I believe or ye shall be damned. You know what I'm saying? This is what we got. We got movies that talk about the end of the world. We got motherfuckers that's just like out here. Don't really give a fuck what they doing, where they going, none of that shit. And we got the police killing our women in the middle of the motherfucking night. Okay? There ain't no damn human being running around the fucking country stabbing bitches and shit all night long. It's the fucking police. People always ask me, how can you say that? How can you say that? Who the fuck else? Unless there's some aliens running around this motherfucker, and they might just nab at motherfuckers and stuffing bitches up on the porch and shit. I don't think no average human being would do no shit like that. It's the motherfucking police. And personally, I don't give a fuck if y'all don't like what I'm saying, but, you know what I'm saying, we got our own news in this motherfucker. We got our own motherfucking news team. We have our own fucking conversations about how we feel about dirty shit that go on in our community. You know what I'm saying? I'm certain that I ain't the only one to feel this way. I may be one of the only motherfuckers saying it, but at the same time, who really gives a shit? Except the people that ain't talking about it, don't want to do nothing. And I put a lot of people in my mix as far as, you know, being able to comment and, you know, talk about some of the things that we deal with here in this country as Americans. But the truth of the matter is people really don't want to deal with that shit. They don't want to deal with this shit. Motherfuckers would rather be blinded, you know what I'm saying, to the facts rather than to know something. Because knowing something means you got a little bit of responsibility to do something about it one way or other. And I guarantee you, when motherfuckers know something or they see something that ain't supposed to happen, shit ain't right, they supposed to say something about that shit. And 9 out of 10 motherfuckers do not. They do not. You know what I'm saying? How many of y'all think that, you ain't talking about Trayvon Martin, you know what I'm saying, getting on that, was yelling for help, you know what I'm saying, before he got shot? You know what I'm saying? We got a whole lot of views on that. A whole lot of people got different viewpoints on that, their subject. And, you know, it's very widely. And when I say very widely, I mean a lot of people feel it a whole lot of different ways about it. You got some that say, yeah, that little young nigga got out on that motherfucker punk-ass cop. And you got some that say, regardless of whether he got out on that motherfucker punk-ass cop, you know, the motherfucker shot him. Just some whole ass shit. You know what I'm saying? One thing I understand, you don't call no motherfucker out. You ain't ready to whoop his ass and get your ass whooped. And it's sad to say, Trayvon got shot because he was whooping his fucking Latino's ass. Who started the shit? He started the shit, man. The motherfucking dispatch told his ass to leave the shit alone. Oh, no, no, no. They always get away. And he gets off scot-fucking free. Now, the average motherfucker would be mad at George Zimmerman. But the problem ain't George Zimmerman. He ain't the problem. It's motherfucking powers that be. And this is all we got as far as the description and the word they. They wanted the shit to go down because they needed yet another medium to send a message to the black people in this country. You don't mean shit to us. When will you black motherfuckers realize you do not have rights with us? When will you black motherfuckers realize that this is our country and not yours? You were brought over here as an object of labor, okay? An object of labor. First of all, object. Second of all, of. Third of all, labor. All three of those words have separate meanings. The word of in this context would be, okay, the pronoun or the proverb, the adjective. It's action. It describes, it's the adjective that describes who and what and why. Who is the object of what? Labor. All right, slip it right any way you want to. It still means the same fucking thing. We weren't brought over this motherfucker to do nothing but work and make these white motherfuckers richer. They call themselves, well, we changed some laws, we made some shit so that y'all can get away, but that still ain't enough for you black motherfuckers. It ain't enough. It ain't enough. Hell no, it ain't enough, man. Look how many motherfucking people we got in our community that's hungry. You know what I'm saying? Look at how many people we got in our motherfucking community can't get ahead because you motherfuckers want to continue to block us. For what? What's the purpose? Because you're afraid we'll outdo you and leave your ass standing in the fucking dust with no hope for survival or nothing? You might be, shit, it might just be true. Look at all the shit y'all put us through for no fucking reason. Y'all turn the world against us for nothing. Because we don't want to be slaves no more. That's a fucking bad thing to you ignorant-ass white folks. Black folks don't want to be slaves. You wasn't meant to be fucking slaves. You don't want to recognize us as nothing else. But that's why you have so many problems. That's why you have so many fucking problems. Somebody said to me one day, man, you hard on white people. You just white racist. You a black racist. You stupid motherfucker. You don't even know what racist means. Okay, race is a competition. It's not a color. Look in dictionaries if you don't believe the fuck I'm saying. R-A-C-E, race, a competition. Okay? It has nothing to do with the color of your fucking skin. All right? That is the misconception that they give you, that race is the color of your skin. What race are you in? Right now, the race that we're in, and same shit I posted on my YouTube channel, is the race between Latinos and Black. It always has been. When you started seeing in Spanish, Español, from all of the shit that you buy, washing powder, dishwashing nigga, all of the little shit that we buy every day, man, it's two languages. When you buy bicycles and dollhouses and shit like that, it's in two languages. That's in Chinese, though. But food, everyday necessities and shit like that, okay? They call it Espanol. They open up floodgates for the Spanish. We had Telemundo. It would be on one of the lowest channels on the TV spectrum. Now, you know, a whole fucking network, and they don't have English subtitles. Everybody can watch Soul Train, you know what I'm saying? But you can't all watch, what's the name of that show? Can't even pronounce the motherfucker. If you don't speak Spanish, you don't know what the fuck they say. You know what I'm saying? So, a lot of motherfuckers ain't paying attention to what's going on. And that's because they living in the fucking clouds. I will say this. If one more dumbass motherfucker come up to me talking about they are the chosen one of God to lead me back into peace, okay, I'm going to slap the shit out you. And that's literally. Because can't nobody save a motherfucking soul on this planet. Nobody save nobody. Stop that motherfucking daydreaming shit y'all motherfuckers is on. You can't save nobody. I'm sorry. That is not your calling. What the fuck is a calling anyway? Can you explain? What is a calling? Well, I've been called to preach the word of God. Really? What does that mean? Tell me what it means to have a supernatural experience. You know, I've been noticing a lot of people having those lately. You know, supernatural experience. Shit that ain't never happened to you before in your life out of the motherfucking files, you know, tales of the archive, whatever. But some shit that you woke up from and it made you change your life 360 degrees and empowered you to do some things you've never done before. Like preach the word of God. You know? A lot of motherfuckers really fall for that false claim that, you know, they did something and the Lord bless them, now they preach it. Okay? How about you did something and the turnaround or the possibilities of what could happen to your ass afterwards thrown in your motherfucking face when you ran away from it? See, a lot of motherfuckers run from their past and their history and shit and think, well, if I turn my life over to God, it's going to save me from the death and the misery that awaits me in hell for what I've done. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, Mr. Preacher Man, Whatever it is you rent it from, you still gonna have to pay for it. You ain't gonna get away. Life doesn't work that way. Right? Sad to tell you, life does not work that way. Plenty of people think they turn their lives over to God real fast after they grow up and live a life of doing stupid shit that is gonna save them. It's gonna save them. Punishment still has to be rendered. Okay, you got to pay the piper. And I'm a living testimony. When you sign up to do some work with the devil, for the devil, how do you want to look at it? Eventually, he's going to call for his loot. When it's time to pay the piper, what you going to do? You know what I'm saying? You're going to walk, you're going to run, motherfucker. But you're going to pay. You're going to pay. That is the truth. I don't know no motherfuckers that so dope and this and that and the other. You got out scot-free. I don't know them niggas. You know what I'm saying? I don't know no motherfuckers that, you know what I'm saying, came out grinding and got out scot-free. I don't know them niggas. There's some out the way motherfuckers there. They know some people we don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever it did,
they did something. It ain't just come like that.
Amen.
No way. You know what I'm saying? No fucking way. Well, I guess a lot of people would look at it like, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, I'm not, you know, all into religion like I used to be. You know, people look at me like, you know, it must be something wrong with me, or I done did something. But the truth of the matter is just, I found some things out by looking forward to check on it myself. I learned that you can get more information like that. Man. You just check the shit yourself. Like when you go to church, go to church. I don't you know, tell people not to go to church. But I just say when you go to church and learn something. You know what I'm saying? You want to know something about church? What are you going to learn from in church? You want to know how the shit go down in church? Go to church. You want to be connected to the Lord spiritually by going to church? Go to church. I mean, personally, I don't think you have to go that far. All you got to do is go in the room, like he said in his word. Go in your room. Go in the closet. Go somewhere and be private. Little conversation just between me and you. You know what I'm saying? We'll work it out. But no. Man in the church say, Lord, I got to come and see him first before I come see you. That's that bullshit. You know, just like the Pope. Pope always say, you know what I'm saying? That's when it becomes a religion. Right. See, worship and religion is two different damn things. Okay, there's a religious order. They don't even sound right. You know what I'm saying? Order of services. Order of worship. It's an order. So it's a certain way that I have to worship my Creator. I have to worship my Creator the way you say I have to worship my Creator. That's how I ain't worship. That's why I stopped going to church. You can't tell me how to pray to my God. You can't tell me that God said, I don't want to talk to nobody that I made. And if anybody that I made want to talk to me, they got to go through Jesus. What about the animals? What about the birds and the bees that he made and everything and all of the shit that we're supposed to use to eat? Do they get a chance to talk to God too? Or is it that it's just the human beings who figure that because he made us the way he made us, what if the animals were actually fucking angels walking around laughing at us like these stupid ass humans don't even know? They dumb as fuck. They think because we walk on four legs and they walk stand up and they can read and write and work on the computer and shit, we got the real gifts. We got telepathy. We got our own fucking language.
that they can't even understand. To this day, a motherfucker can't go and say, cricket, 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 and say, oh, that cricket just told the other cricket it's a human coming.
Bird and fly.
A bird and fly, man. Bird fly like a motherfucker. Yeah. They got their own languages. But see, we so stupid, we think we are the smartest motherfuckers in the world. You don't think one bird can't understand another bird when they chirping out there? I put you like this. Close your eyes, go into a white neighborhood that's poor, and you ask somebody to say, what's up? And try to determine whether it's a hunky or a black dude. Figure it out. You really can't tell no more. Because they didn't push their own kind so far down into the hole that they ain't got no choice but to be with us. And these motherfuckers want to talk like us, act like us, rap like us, sing like us, dress like us, dance like us, even when they go to work. Remember when you used to go to rallies and the white dude would come to the window, he'd be like, hi, welcome to rallies, how may I help you? Now he'd be like, welcome to rallies, how may I help you? Alright, that's all for you. And you think you're talking to an old fucking uneducated ass black dude who's just doing the shit to make some money and buy some new Jordans. And you pull up to the window and this is hunky with earrings in his ear and his hat slatted sideways, pants sagging, chewing bubblegum, looking at you like he hiding a motherfucker and you got a problem because, you know, you bothered him. Now I got to take your motherfucking order and shit. Man, I'm supposed to be standing here and get paid for free. You know what I'm saying? And you like, that's a fucking white dude. I thought it was a black dude standing there talking to me like that, stupid as fuck. They're going down the tubes. And they know it. So the kids are smarter than the grown-ups. Because the kids, is, for whatever reason, like, these black motherfuckers don't survive. These motherfuckers don't survive. Because the only thing white people got to go on is money. Money. And when all the money run out, the hunkies don't know how to motherfucking survive. You know who they gonna turn to? Oh, my brother, you know how to start the barbecue without a fucking lighter fluid? Yeah. We don't need no motherfucking lighter fluid, nigga. We beer, alcohol, whatever. I ain't putting our secrets out there. But what I'm saying is we are a survivalist culture. I can't say race, because everybody want to constitute race with being black or white or yellow or brown. That's not it. Those are colors. You put your skin up against a white piece of paper, Mr. White Man, you ain't white. Put my skin up a piece of black paper, I ain't black. And you very rarely going to find a piece of brown paper that's my shade, too. You know what I'm saying? So it's your fault. My great-grandmother's great-grandmother's grandmother had sex with your uncle because he was horny and drunk one night, and your motherfucking people, she was on her period or something, and he wasn't fucking her. So he gonna go and tie the motherfucking slave bitch down. Right. He thinks he's the only one to go and get some black love, and I'm going to get some too. Your white wife got pregnant by that big man dingo slave named Mabuga. And they only named him Mabuga. Right. And the only way they only named him Mabuga. They named him Mabuga because that's the way the bed sound when he was fucking your wife. Mabuga, 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 Mabuga. You come out of there, where's my wife? She with Mabuga. Who's Mabuga? Mabuga, 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 Mabuga. And that's why they mad now. That's why they mad now. See, people don't realize, man, that when they start this motherfucking country, they start this country, they want to say until we have religious freedom and this and that. No. The truth that came out that blacks ruled the world once before and will rule the world again. So they needed somewhere to call their own because blacks was taking over over there. The reason why the blacks are taking over there is because the hunters are killing each other. The disease, they call it the Dark Ages,
And then when, you know, when they figured out how, or the gods, as you call them, taught them how to get out of their peril. But the only way, because it was so much discord and life was in so much disarray, they had to figure out something to control the people. So they came up with religion. Hey, wait a minute. Everybody believes in God, right? So if we make it like God is watching over us right now, if we don't stop the things we're doing, God is going to punish us eternally.
That's what it's saying. The information we
Man.
Saw, mm-hmm. Yeah, paying attention to, is a fact. The same right here. They all died.
They all died. Listen to me, man. Right now, in America, well, in the United States, because America is Washington, D.C. But in the United States, man, just like John F. Kennedy said, okay, we are surrounded by the enemy. All right? And when I say surrounded by the enemy, we as black people have been and is and are continue to be oppressed peoples. Now, you might have those one in a few that make it through the cracks because, and the ones that did make it through the cracks, we really don't hear about them. Like the scientists or the geologists or the archaeologists. Now, you know, I really don't place preachers nowadays on any kind of pedestals because they all fucking pimps. Yeah, but shit, the shit they passing down is it correct though? That's the only thing. So you gotta remember, man. People have their ideas. People got their ideas. These are the times. See, and that's the truth. Somebody, somewhere, was telling the truth. But this is how you're going to find out. And the only way you're going to know is if the Creator touches you and opens your fucking mind up.
Can't handle the truth.
They can't handle
the truth. The truth is right here in your face every day.
Right there.
People that have been putting the truth out
here. Nobody can ask credit yet. And see, and let me tell you, that's where we got the thing about the seeds falling in three places: the stony place, and the edge of the grass, and then the good soil. The stony place is bad soil, good soil. That right there, man. To me, it's another mystery. Because Jesus used to always talk about, hang with me and I'll teach you the great mysteries of the kingdom of God. Okay? And everybody used to follow Jesus around and, what do you have for us today, Master? But it's funny because there were seven, at least that I know of, different personifications of Jesus that spanned over at least 5,000 years before he was born. So, you know, the misconception or the misunderstanding of what B.C. is before Christ, that's not what it means. It's before they dropped the E. And they determined it's more politically correct because you can't say B.C. when you're talking about Jesus. Like Mr. Serapis. Serapis de Christos. In his era, he was known as the Savior, as the Messiah. And he lived 320, and he ruled and reigned over the land 314 to 321 BCE, which is before the Common Era, which is before everybody started saying Jesus is God. You know what I'm saying? The Common Era was when everybody had their own. Before the Common Era, BCE, if you was in Rome, you lived by the Roman rule. They the way they worship. If you went to Egypt, then you was in Egypt, and you worshiped the way they worship.
It all come down when they say the name. There's no way for beyond that because the name represents him. His image is repeated.
Man, let me tell you,
even before. Jesus is not the only Christ. You know,
it's been
like
many of them.
It's been many of them.
But it was like Canada. Yep. But it wasn't just because that's the name they put. But the image you did by somebody does to follow by this name.
Well,
like,
most of the time, the image they use for Jesus, the man's name is Serapis the Christos.
Yeah.
And they use his name and they use his face to personify Jesus, because the truth of the matter is, they had only heard about him. They had only heard about him, man. They had only heard about him. 400 years, listen to me. Paul's books in the New Testament were written and published 400 years after he died. And it's still not proven to this day that Paul wrote those letters. And a question that I always ask is, if Paul wrote those letters, okay? And another one just hit me, thank you. Because the questions hit me like this because it just don't make sense. It's like two faggots laying in the bed, you know, playing swords. You know, can't nobody go into nobody unless one of y'all roll over. That's just the way it is. It don't make no sense. Button A is here, okay? Boom. Why is the Vatican built on top of St. Peter's grave if Paul wrote the books of the New Testament, okay? Number two, they say the people that put Paul's books together was 400 years after he died, okay? If Paul and the Jewish faith and the Catholics and all of this shit, okay, if Paul wrote them books, why is it that they pretty much, the Muslims, the Jews, the all of them, the Hebrew Israelites, they all live and worship by the first five books of the Old Testament. Yet Peter, Paul, St. James, St. Matthew, all of these motherfuckers is from the New Testament. Excuse me. Nothing to do. They wasn't even there during the creation. Man, they wasn't there. See, this is another, let me tell you what human beings do. This is what human beings do. We create these magical characters, man. Like, I had a motherfucker complaining to me and telling me about, because I'm looking for the truth and, you know, what this Jesus man is and what is he supposed to represent to the black man. Okay? Trayvon was calling for help. Hey, I'm saying, you know, if he was innocent.
That's right. Jesus was just a spirit. Type of spirit that you had.
It's a discipline, man.
A certain person back in the day that you don't have.
We don't have no. Well, we ain't going to have it. You know why?
No,
let me tell you what it is. Let me tell you, you know, let me tell you.
You know,
he ain't here now. You know why he ain't here now? Yeah, but you know, not really, though. Because it said in the Bible, Jesus know his, and they know his name, they know his voice. And when he called them. Well, I mean, listen to me, listen to me. It's not
in the Bible, people
go. No, No, I don't believe that. Just like you got, okay, if that was the case, listen to me. If it was somebody right now walking around the earth doing the same thing Jesus did, and apparently he the Antichrist, you know why? And that right there is a human being word too. Because if you are atheist, listen to me now. Jesus, let me, okay. See, this is my point. Okay, and I grew up like this. I did the same thing in prison. I almost went to the hole trying to break down to some niggas about living that holy, godly life. See, it's the difference in the New Testament and the Old Testament. When you start understanding that the language in the two are separated by Jesus and his disciples.
See, what makes the Old Testament so unpopular with the new generations of people is that the Old Testament speaks about a coming Savior and this and that and the other. You know what I'm saying? The Old Testament speaks, and the Lord our God said. And God used people. He used the human beings that he created to do the things he wanted them to do. He didn't need nobody else. He has all power. Listen to me, man, 45,000 years ago, they found a book where some people say that they're from another planet, the Anunnaki. And they talked about the creator of all things, the unknowing. They didn't even give him a name. They didn't give him a name. They didn't know a name. He has no beginning. He has no end. All-knowing, all-powerful. You can't put... Listen to me. He put everything into existence. All right? First chapter of John in the New Testament, it says three things. Now, what you got to pay attention to when I say this is you don't really look at one word and put them all three times in the same context because it's the same word. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Okay? Now, in the beginning was the Word. Was in that context means that was the only thing it was. Okay, then it says, and the Word was God. That means it used to be in that context. Okay, listen, you know how, and you know what confirms it? No, you know what confirms it? The next statement, and the Word was with God. Okay, with in that context meaning in the same place, not within them. You know what I'm saying? So many words. John said, what used to be no longer is. In so many ways. In the beginning. Now, back then, it was just a word. And the Word was God. Okay? And the Word was with God. Because right there, that separated it. Okay, it goes from being God to now be with God. It didn't break it down to say that the Word somehow separated and manifested itself from God. First of all, who decided to call him God? It's like, who decided to call him God? Because the ancients didn't say God. Thought. T-H-O-T-H, he called him the dweller. So many other ancient writers and carvers on the wall and architects and all this shit, they called him the supreme one, the intelligent one, the all around us. I mean, the ever-encompassing, the beginning of no end, fatherless and the motherless. So, exactly. A vibration. People don't understand that, dude. Listen, man. You know, this is. We are not doctors. You know what I'm saying? We are merely here. Try to educate my brothers and sisters, man. Make you aware of the things that's really important in life that you have to understand. Okay, they're talking about in the Bible how the army stood around the walls of Jericho and they stomped and screamed and hollered and made a loud noise for days until the walls fell down. Okay, it was the vibrations. Okay, the vibrations. If you get 100,000 people, you stand outside and start stomping and clapping, you see once some shit fall out. That's a lot of stomping and clapping in tune. That's a lot of vibration aimed at one fucking place. That's how they got that heart machine.
They say
You know, let me tell you something. You cannot be afraid to explore. I would not say experiment. You cannot be afraid to explore meditation because, number one, how do you connect to your spiritual leader? How do you connect to the Creator? He don't appear to us in flesh. He uses what He created to get His message to us. Man, you could be walking down the street and a motherfucker be like, "What's up, cuz? You straight?" You're like, "Yeah, man, I'm cool." And that same motherfucker who tried to tell you some dope say something to you, he don't know what the fuck he said. You'll turn around and be like, "Damn, man. Hey, man, I don't know why I said that shit. I just had to say it to you. I was supposed to." I've done that shit many, many, many times. You see a person and something just compels you to say whatever it is you say to the motherfucker, "Hey, man, don't find this strange."
Why it's true. The next thing is God is made within him.
That's
you
right.
Open your mind, your conscience, like you just said, your spiritual, you can talk to God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Jesus will. He wasn't no different than nobody else.
That's right.
He just chose to open his mind up and talk to God.
And that's exactly, they killed him.
And as they're doing the same shit, like they're doing the same shit right now. That is, man.
Do the same thing. They open their minds up and they teach people and they kill you.
Okay, in that context, yes, yes. I misunderstood you. I'm thinking walking on water, you know.
Not what they tell you.
It's
though.
What we're doing right now is the same thing.
Yeah, that's why Jesus' whole life is missing out the Bible, because he explains to you who he is and what he actually
he was not a white man with blonde hair and blue motherfucking eyes. He was as powerful as a black man that they could not stop. And the problem was is that not only because white, black, Asian, other did not exist until they formed the first 13 colonies. The color of one's skin didn't even matter until America came into play. With the Europeans, it still don't fucking matter. But with the motherfucking media system we got going on in this bitch, you never know. That's why I always say, check it out for your motherfucking self. Just read. Think outside the box, man. Sometimes it's information you can find about yourself that you didn't learn in school. Didn't learn in church. That is why, y'all, I say to myself and for myself personally, I am no longer a Christian. Okay, I am a worshiper of the Creator. They do not want us to worship the Son. No. Okay? It's confusing. There's only one Son in our solar system that we know of. There's only one Son in our galaxy that we know of. They paint these pretty ass digitally edited pictures on the internet and all of these space odysseys and zoom you past Romulus and Artemis and all of those motherfucking Neburons.
There's only one creator of everything.
These motherfuckers is really believing that they could go from one planet to another.
Yeah, right, man.
And that's why they can't make it.
And that's why the Bible, how you go, life didn't exist billions and trillions of years before.
Let me tell you something, man.
The new technology and everything else.
Let me tell you something. When they say in the beginning, I listened to a document the other day. It recreates itself. All of these scientists. And see, this is what a lot of people don't understand about me. Okay, when I say, like my auntie, she said, "I'm an ordained minister, and I got my papers." You know what I'm saying? Congratulations. I ain't talking bad about you. That's what you choose to do with your life. More power to you. Anything that I believe will progress a person into being, because believe it or not, you can't be a preacher if you don't have the spirit. You can't do it. It won't happen for you. Okay? Another thing, a lot of them don't realize is that they're being poised to talk about something different. You know, when I hear people say worshiping idols, when I hear people say worshiping idols, you know, that's a general statement. You know what an idol is?
It's the God of God.
That's right. So if that's the case, there's a white man sitting up in this motherfucking office, sitting on top of the tallest building in the motherfucking world, looking out and saying, the world is mine. There's another motherfucker that sits out in the palace on top of a mountain, in the tallest mountain in the world, to say, the world is mine. There's a motherfucker that sit up on top of a motherfucking volcano with a bubble in the sky and look down and his part of the earth to say, the world is mine. Because some other motherfuckers work for him. Okay? It's a nigga. It's a nigga.
With some money. It's made up. Somebody sat there and made it up. And they going out there enslaving and doing shit for the money, but won't do nothing for God.
Won't do nothing for God. Hey, this is a nigga that live in the project. It's a nigga that live in the project. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's putting it down. And that nigga step out in the project and he say, the world is not. You know why? Because that's the world he know. Motherfucking businessman. He just get that $100,000 bonus and he go buy that Beamer. He say, the world is mine. You know why? Because that's the world he live in.
They created money, period.
Yeah.
That's doing something else away from something.
That's right. That's right. It was a greedy system they developed.
That's why they say everybody is going something. Everybody did.
Well, first, yeah, true that. True that, but from a different perspective. That was used as actually in one, that's, I mean, it's not true, because that is actually a very, very true statement from one perspective. Well, from my, it can be, that's right, but from my understanding, when they teach you, wait, how can I tell you that you have been stripped? How can I convince you that you have been removed from the altar of the Lord, and that there's only one way you can get back? No. What? How? If I convinced you that the Lord has turned his back on you because you, it wasn't your fault. It wasn't your fault that the Lord turned his back on you, but he's punishing you because you are the seed of Adam. All right? You the seed of Adam. So the Lord is punishing you. So Mr. White man, Mr. Black man, Mr. Chinese man, Mr. Buddhist, Mr. Everybody, Mr. Muslim, Mr. The Lord is punishing you because of what Adam did. And it's not even what Adam did, it's what Eve did. Eve, see, I read and I listened to the audio books of the story of Adam and Eve. I got up to chapter 16 already. It's a long book. Chapter 16 is about 7 hours. So I got at least 7 hours in. So I understand that Adam was a spirit. It wasn't flesh and blood until after. And I'm going to tell you something else.
Vibration was at a whole
different level. He was at a whole different level. Listen, this is what it do. No, when they banished him, when the Lord kicked him out of the garden, he turned them into flesh. And they didn't even know. They didn't even know they wasn't spirits yet. See, they didn't know. Because they were walking. They thought they was floating. They were so used to just floating around the garden in their magnificence and glory. They were spirits. They were beautiful. Beautifully crafted spirits. That was what he was. See, God had already created people to till the ground. See, this is what's fun. This was fun about that. Well, she couldn't have been. She couldn't have been. You know why? Because. No, No, he was his sister. His name was Lulua. That's why he killed Abel. I'm telling you, what's not in the Bible, you can find. These are the books that they did not choose to put in the Holy Bible. And so I choose to read them. Like the book of Enoch, that's kind of scary. But, yeah, for real. They go, man, come on, man. And they won't even put in the Bible. You know why?
It's actually in the Bible, but it's real vague.
Real vague about it. Like when Ezekiel, yeah. And he was the one. God walked with him.
He was the God, just traveled off of earth. Because the sun was already here.
Yep.
A lot of races, a lot of people.
That,
people from other planets,
it was people from all over the world, people from all over the galaxy here. This, according to what the scientists claim they know, is the only planet like it in our galaxy. And our galaxy is made up of millions of solar systems. We just one of them. You know what I'm saying? Our sun is the smallest sun in our fucking galaxy. It's about 3 or 4, but we can't see them with the naked eye. The motherfucking other scientists with them Hubble spaces and satellites, they can see all of that shit. And the thing that they know, you fucking have, man, one chance the size of a fucking dot in another star out there, man. We only seeing the reflection of our sun on in the solar system. Motherfuckers thinking, oh, that's a star, that's a star, that's a star. These stars out here, no. Okay, these are the constellations, man. See, this is what I'm talking about. People don't get into these kinds of conversations because they're fucking afraid to. You know, oh, man, that shit's some bullshit, Elliot. Well, if that's some bullshit, then how did the motherfuckers that built the first clock in the ground know, put the arrow this way when the sun is right above you? Oh, we're going to call that noon. We're going to call that 12 o'clock. Some man decided to call the time of the day noon. Because this is a question that I asked y'all. 646-478-0944 is the number to call in and join the conversation. You got E. Mac Dent and Shine the Problem with an extended Hood Talk Radio conversation. Man, y'all welcome to join us. I would like to send shouts out to everybody that's listening online. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful, beautiful night. Check us out. It's Hot as Hell up here in Cleveland, Ohio. We're doing what we're doing. I'm going to play this song right quick, man, and we will be back. Of course, y'all know right here we like to play a lot of different types of music, but I'm going to see if I can find y'all something real nice and smooth so that you can take this little smoke break right quick while y'all get y'all thoughts together. Join us. You know what I'm saying? On Hood Talk Radio. cherish things. That's right. 646-478-0944. It's your boy, E-Max, the Image Man, and y'all know what it is. And we're here tonight doing our 1-2 on the Hood Talk Radio. You can also log on at blogtalkradio.com. Just type into the search box, Hood Talk Radio. Or you just go to live, category life, all right? Once it comes up, and we should be on the first page all the time. I appreciate that. That's because of you guys. We love y'all for that. We don't want to offend nobody. So if it's something that you hear on tonight's show that you are not sure of or that you don't like, please let us know by calling the show directly or sending me an email at emaxtheimage, okay, at youtube.com, or you can send me an email to theimage1@gmail.com. theimijj110@gmail.com. So don't y'all forget, man. Think for yourself, okay? I've been trying to avoid the Trayvon Martin conversation because everybody is. I have my own views about it. Trayvon was whooping his ass. He shot the boy. Okay? We got all kind of views and, you know, people talking about it, so I'll let everybody else talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Because in my opinion, something else they're trying to slide up under our motherfucking noses and doing it by a blast with this Zimmerman Martin outcome. Pay attention to the fine print. I guarantee y'all some shit down the line. Nobody knows him coming. How the fuck did they get that? We never know. Because we all look at TV too damn much. You know, sometimes I think, you know, when we used to watch some old movies, it'd be some old hunky and a motherfucking Winnebago or something with his own little pilot radio station talking about, you guys, you don't see the aliens flying over the desert? I'm out here in the desert right now, and I see them all. It's just hovering all over me. Hey, sometimes the motherfuckers ain't the crazy people. It's the ones listening to what he's saying now. The motherfuckers crazy because, you know, some crazy shit going out there in the desert. I will say that. A lot of people don't understand. Desert is a very dangerous place. And yet, it's always wonderful. So, what is the fascination with danger? All right? That's some shit to consider. You know this shit might fuck you up, yet you still want to do it. That's the Lord have mercy. Thanks for telling the shit I've heard. Like rock jumping and cliff diving and all that shit, man. No parachutes. You got them dumbass white kids out there jumping off motherfucking cliffs. Yeah, fucking without a condom because the bitch pretty. Oh, shit. Fucking without a condom because the nigga cut up, got muscles, flashed a few dollars at you while you're riding around in this truck with the AC on in this 90-degree weather. You slipped up and called you, bitch, and you still gave some pussy. Bitch, what you call me? I'm sorry. I just usually hobby talking to my friends and shit, you know. It's like a natural word, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, you don't got to be, you know, offended by nothing. It's just like a natural word, you know what I'm saying? In a good way, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You pimpy, bitch. You just don't know yet. That's all. What you call me? And that brings me to this state of mind. I want y'all to be careful out there. You know what I'm saying? It's hot. And ladies, y'all are just putting it all out there, man. Y'all making it hard for the niggas riding their cars because I'm single, you know. And sometimes, and I'm actually going to invest in one of those head cams, the Go cams. I heard they do some beautiful shit. I'm going to keep that motherfucker running like Google. You know, you always have, you always have you up those situations where, you know, you just be like out. Somebody be like, shit, we books in the store, this girl in there and shit. She's looking good and shit. She look like she's trying to find something to do. And you trying to find something to do, so you say something to her. Y'all go out. Y'all have a good time. Wait. Sorry about that, y'all. Y'all want to have a good time. Y'all talk for a minute right there at the store. She order her mile and her Swiss. Hey, let me get a couple miles and a blueberry wrap and a raspberry sweet tooth 99. Yeah. Oh, okay. You about to smoke good, huh? Yeah, I thought we were smoking together. That's how it starts. You in that store with your little booty shorts on, with your phone in your back pocket, making it a little tighter. So everybody see the shape of your ass, and it's nice. And you got that little brown meat in the middle of your thighs where they rub together a little bit. That should turn nigga on. And you know, booty just bouncing up and down, waiting on somebody to tap that motherfucker. If you get tapped, you do. Just put the rubber on. Make the motherfucker wear a condom. The niggas put me in soft. You like, bitch, you ain't got no condoms? You know what I'm saying? I just met you a minute ago. We about to fuck in the back of my truck with the AC on, and you ain't got no time in your budget. You knew you was going to get a pussy to somebody.
How many times you done this?
Yeah, and you ain't got no time. How many kids you got? You trying to make something. Ladies, most of the niggas, if the motherfucker don't want to marry you, he ain't trying to marry you. Y'all been together a year, 2 years, you know. Just face it, man. You just regular pussy. Okay? You just regular pussy. That's all it is. Can't get mad at the gang. Can't get mad at the dude. Just take it for what it's worth. Get out of it what you can. Just keep that shit moving. You'll always be upset. Try to make it anything more than what it is. Period, point blank. That go for the men, too. She might be the best lover you ever had, but that don't mean she in love with your ass because she come every time you fuck her. You understand? Sometimes women are just busting nut because, well, I mean, you know.
Take the time.
Right. I mean, you know, well, at the time, you know, I hear that shit. Motherfuckers just call me out the blue. Just be like, hey, I miss you. And I'd be like, okay, I miss you too. And the next thing you know, so, hey, go to the mabooga. Just be careful. Know what the fuck you're doing. I know when we was young, man, we used to hang out in the streets and shit. You know, we had fun with it. We weren't really trying to, you know, hurt nobody. You know, kill nobody and shit. These things, nowadays. You know, I was watching a little movie, and one dude told this girl, you gonna get me some motherfucking pussy. You ain't gonna get nobody no pussy. She didn't believe him. She laughed at that nigga. He beat the shit up that girl. But now you want to get this pussy? She's like, why you do this to me? Can't play with these motherfuckers, man. These niggas is thirsty. Okay, here's the scenario. This motherfucker ain't never had no pussy before. He run up on you, you like him. You give him some ass, and now he all in love and stuff. You put the stripper move on him. Let alone he ain't never had no pussy before. But now you can put the stripper move on. You fucked up. What do you think going to happen the next minute? You think that he's going to let you walk out of his life? Sorry, lady. Should have fucked with an older man. You want to put the stripper moves on, nigga? Fuck with an older man. Don't fuck with these other niggas. They had your ass killed. That's one of the reasons why I keep hearing about these motherfuckers being, you know, left in the motherfucking dead like that. These young bitches put the stripper moves on everybody. And they got these niggas fucked up. Niggas don't go for that shit. They can't. There's a dude on the radio. I can't remember his first name, but his show is Sotomayor. He on YouTube to a lot of shit. TJ Sotomayor. Sotomayor. Okay? Sotomayor. He do a lot of negative talking about our black women and this and that and the other. Some of this shit, you know, I think it's just like random raving. Maybe he had a lot of bad experiences with black women. So he chooses to expose the negative side of them. I haven't seen one of his videos where he didn't dog a bitch. Saying I'm doing something wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like what they call now beasties. You know, y'all niggas gotta watch out for these beasties, because these young stupid assholes is watching YouTube videos and going out and seeing who the fuck they can beat up in packs. I've seen the police chasing motherfucking beasties out the motherfucking park the other day. Yeah. These bitches ain't playing. They will whoop your ass.
They know who picked them. They picked the people on guard and unsuspecting.
Yep. They will fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what kind of generation we got out here now, fellas. But y'all niggas better watch out. Because these young bitches are taking it to niggas like, you know, bitch. What's up then, nigga? Before you know it, you got about 12 bras on your ass, man. You can't do nothing with that. You can't do shit with that. You know? You know, one or two? Okay, but about 12 of them motherfuckers? Nah, you can't do nothing with that. They gonna handle your ass. Sad to say, my brother.
I'm smart to see about seven, man. They dog.
I was like, damn. I want to send a shout out to Bull and the rest of this radio. I know y'all out there. You know what I'm saying? We be chilling in the meantime and in the twinkle time. It's your boy, E-Magazine Image. I want to send a shout out to all of you. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all hanging in there with your dude. I like that, ain't y'all? You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? We always do what we can. You know what I'm saying? Not just entertain everybody, do a little bit of what we call lively conversation. Some of us don't like to think, like to help you to understand that there's some shit going on that just might be beneficial for you to know. You know what I'm saying? I always say to people, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I care about what you know. That's the truth. Because if I learn something, and I don't think, you know, a lot of people learn some of the shit that I learned, I'm going to share it with you. I don't see nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But some people want to look at it like, oh, you know, you're spewing nonsense and this and that and other and all that rhetoric. But hey, man, shit. If you don't know something, just say you don't know. You never heard that shit. Don't try to bash another motherfucker that knows something you don't. It's the name of the game, man. That was the whole point. When they started slinging mud on niggas, that was the whole point of it. We got to get as many motherfuckers against each other as we possibly fucking can. And they've been doing it for 150 million fucking years. And we still fall for the okey-doke people. We still fall for the motherfucking okey-doke. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop doing that to each other. It ain't fair. We already got a whole lot of opposition coming from the other team. And they keep winning points because we keep falling asleep. watching the little young bitch walk by with the scanty ass clothes on, knowing damn well they asses is changing clothes outside in the street. He said, "Mama, catch it. Gonna be cut." Police catch you, you gonna be fucking with that young girl. But she got a grown lady body. Stop fucking with the young girl, y'all. Take a look. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention to what's going on out there around you and shit, man. Just see the shit that we talk about. See the shit that y'all hear going on in our streets. Don't just think that the Trayvon Martin case, George Zimmerman case, is the only thing that's going on out there. Because that's what they want you to focus on. Focus on something else. Let's see what else is going on. These motherfuckers ain't talking about. All right? That is motherfucking real serious. I got to pay attention. I ain't got nothing to say but pay attention. So with all that other shit, y'all know what it is. It's me. Shine a problem in the house. We're doing what we do right here on Hood Talk Radio. It's a whole lot of shit going on in our country, man. We ain't paying attention to the shit at all. So much other shit that are interest. Like, let's just say, for instance, they slid the little bombers in. All right, the little young boys that blew up the little shit, the Boston Marathon. They slid them motherfuckers in. Okay? No big deal, except it's been going out of the news for, you know, I think Amanda Berry and Gina DeJesus, Michelle Knight knocked that out the box. Or vice versa. But either way it goes, it's always something huge that come along and just take the whole world's attention while these motherfuckers are planting bombs under your house. You don't need to know. You're like, well, how the fuck did that get there? My friend, not to use. Looking at the wrong cable channel. When they put that box in your house. Because you wasn't there? Like, yeah, I was there. Shit, nigga, I ain't know. Yeah, man. They had your ass on TV and shit, talking about you won't. Won't for what? SNSD, I can't fuck with you like that no more, man. You've been on TV. That's how that shit happened. It's just how that shit happened, man, because people don't pay attention. They don't listen. They don't want to learn nothing. You know what I'm saying? I encourage everybody to pick up a book. I encourage everybody to take some time and pay attention to something else instead of the norm. Jump outside the box sometimes. Just might surprise you what you dig up. You know what I mean? It's always nice to know some shit that just might help you survive in the future. You don't know where this country is going. I don't think none of us do. And by the same token, wouldn't you want to have a jump start on some shit? You could. Motherfuckers don't listen. They don't pay attention. They listen for the day. That's what Beyonce can tell the motherfuckers to do. You know, embrace your past, live for today, live for now, some bullshit like that. That's the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life. How you gonna tell somebody to embrace your past, live for now? That's bullshit. Live for now. Dude, you prepare for the future, man. That's what everybody doing any fucking way. Trying to have something for later on in life. We're going to get old. Most motherfuckers in the world know by now that we're going to grow old and ain't nobody going to be there to take care of us. That's why the motherfucking insurance companies are very, very rich and very powerful. Because they know the niggas is not going to take care of themselves. They'd rather pay another motherfucker to take care of them. Because all the motherfucking while they was living and everything as they kids, been dogging the shit out of their ass. I'm not leaving them motherfuckers no millions. I'm not leaving them motherfuckers shit. And the kids know this. So they set up funds and everything so that when mom or when dad croak, if they think for a second, that Aunt Betty gonna get that money, they got life fucked up. You know? So I want y'all to understand that we got about 90 seconds left to go in the show. We're going to bring Al on for what we got left. What's going on now?
Hey, I just wanted to say, man, real quick, you'll find it very interesting. August the 27th, just all in the calling post, this is the play dealer that Eugene Miller may lose his seat because on August 27th, they're going to decide and hear arguments on if he really did falsify where he lived or not. And one little tidbit of information is that 25 seconds or less, when Donna Brown went to speak about her findings and everything like that, Eugene Miller kept it cool. But when Jeff Johnson went to speak, Eugene Miller turned off the lights in front of 60 people. Just turned the room lights off. Security guard went and said, hey, get away from the lights, turn them on. And Eugene hit a couple of lights off again, and the guard had to yell at him to move and get away from the lights. So it's getting ugly. That's it.
Wow. This is how it goes down in the city of Cleveland. And
yes,
that's
sir.
Why I love what I do. All right, got 10 seconds left to go. Al, that was the right hook. That's not the damn spot. But we had flames. We hit the flames on them bitches. Whoosh. We get out of there.